here in letter number 3132, Baruch Hashem, the 21st day of Kislev, in Tavshin Tezvav, in Brooklyn. So, the Rebbe is addressing this to the, they had a group that they were of the Pe'ilim. We got to probably look it up. It was a group in the United States. They were called the Pe'ilim, the activists. And this was the section, those who actually implemented the work of the Pe'ilim in the United States. May Hashem be with you. May you live. Shalom Uvracha. So the Rebbe says, I'm responding to your letter dated on Friday, the past Friday, in which you are notifying about this gathering that you are preparing for the 26th day of Kislev that is coming upon us. It is a gathering whose goal is to increase membership in the board of those who are active in the Torah community to get more people involved. So, the Rebbe says, may it be the will of the Blessed Hashem that you should succeed to utilize your strength and your talents to raise the horn of Yisrael Sava of authentic Judaism, both where you are now, which means in the United States, and also in our holy land, the land which guides, quoting from the verse, Eretz asher eini Hashem lekecha ba mereis hashana v'adach rishana. It's a land which guides are focused on from the beginning of the year to the end of the year. So the Rebbe says, we feel there's some difficulty in their work because they're lacking, there's a weakening of this support that they were receiving from here. Basically, I guess the group in the United States was giving some support to the group in Israel. So the Rebbe was saying that they're kind of suffering, and there's a difficulty by them because they're lacking some of the support that they used to get from here. So the Rebbe basically is encouraging them to continue to supporting their work of the Pe'ilim. I know I'm just afraid to say this, but I think that some of the work of the Pe'ilim also was anti-missionary work, I think, in Israel. I think. I'm not sure about that. Because I think they called them the Pe'ilim, and maybe these were some of the work, you know, over here and over there also. You know, it's like it's just an outreach kind of work. I think they called them now Lev La'achim, these Pe'ilim. But the Rebbe says, in this the days that you designated for your meeting, that's going to be during Hanukkah, the days of Hanukkah. What is Hanukkah? Hanukkah is a miracle. So that they should be able to light the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash with clean oil, pure clean oil, that has not been touched by the non-Jews. Those are pure oil. So for sure, this will strengthen also the absolutely necessary decision that each and every one of the Jewish people must illuminate their portion in the world only with pure oil, clean oil. And the light and the menorah of pure oil, of the light of mitzvah, and the light of Torah, ner mitzvah v'torah oir, and the luminary of Torah, without it being touched by anything strange. Basically, the Rebbe wants it to be not watered down, not impacted by other ideas, but purely the Torah, purely from the Torah. Now, even though in the beginning, there are very few that decide, just like by the miracle of Hanukkah, there was Me'atim, Rabin Biad Me'atim, there were few that have decided with the proper force, but just as it was in those days, likewise in our days, that Hashem, with His great compassion, gives the many in the hands of the few, and you are able to purify the Mikdash, the sanctuary. Basically, even though there's not that many people that are presently interested to keeping authentic Judaism, and it's only a minority that are involved, but the minority will succeed in overcoming the majority, the apathy and indifference of the majority to specifically make the oil, make it a pure oil. That means, what is the sanctuary will clean up? Meaning, each and every Jewish person, their own environment. You'll take your environment, you kindle the light of the mitzvah, the light of Torah, as it is based on the luminary of Torah, which is the inner part of Torah, to the extent that you illuminate the darkness of the night with a continuous light that keeps on increasing and going up in holiness with blessings of Hatzlacha. So the Rebbe is basically saying, look, your gathering is taking place on Hanukkah. Take the message of Hanukkah, illuminate the world with authentic Judaism, pure, and keep on at it. And while you may be still in the minority, but just like in Hanukkah, they succeeded that the few were able to purify the Beis HaMikdash. Your Beis HaMikdash is your environment, each and every one, to purify their environment with mitzvah and Torah based on the inner part of Torah, so that in the end you will illuminate the darkness of the light with the continuous light that keeps on going stronger and going more holy, and the Rebbe blesses them with success.